rodeo.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live The last day of January, Friday, January 31st, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, of course. And the struggle is real, y'all, and so is the propaganda. It's going to be an interesting day. I've been saying, you can feel it. It's not, you know, you don't have to be psychic or an old school bad guy insider to kind of see the writing on the wall. It's interesting, when Chuck Missler was still alive, he talked about the fact that Jesus made a point of saying, you know, you guys, you sailors, for example, are very proud of the fact that you can tell what the weather's going to be tomorrow. You know, red sky at night, sailor's delight, red sky at morning, sailor's warning, that kind of thing. But you guys don't seem to recognize the signs of the times or the times of the signs. And you can feel that these days. Things are definitely accelerating. One of the best indicators of that, I think, is it was less than a week ago that we learned of the tragic and untimely passing of Kobe Bryant and his young daughter. And that already feels like 10 years ago now, doesn't it? I mean, it feels like it's been ages. It's been a coon's age, as they say. It's been a long time, it seems. And it's been less than a week. It's hard for anyone to deny the fact that there's a growing hysterical frenzy around the coronavirus conversation. And, you know, I just don't drink this stuff. So, just kidding. I keep thinking that for some reason. But in all seriousness, we'll talk about that today. I touched on that Monday, and in the archive of Monday's broadcast, eulogizing Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, largely. And by the way, again, you know, I said I've been very vocal and clear and outspoken about the fact that I think it's hard to imagine, you know, the way that I put it in Monday's archive. The legendary 41-year-old Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna and seven others dead in a freak accident, supposedly last Sunday, in a military grade twin engine Sikorsky S-76. Some people say, well, it's you know, that model hasn't been used in the military. Well, not that we know of, but it's military grade hardware. If you read the description of what Lockheed Martin acquired, they consider it military grade hardware. And yes, a sister model, so to speak, has been used in military applications. So I would say military grade hardware in fantastic condition is the way that it was listed, with a very good maintenance program, and a pilot who, according to friends, was especially attentive when it came to Kobe and his family in an accident that is, to my knowledge, as yet unexplained. So what are the odds? But when you consider the possibility of, you know, the limited hangout that the Boeing 737 MAX has become, well, maybe it was this part. Well, maybe it was this. Well, you know what? It was this software. What about the fact that it can be hacked and crashed remotely? What about that? Same with cars. Same with just about everything, including helicopters. So what about that? And why, I'm not sure exactly, but I just think it's very, it's highly unusual. So, you know, it's interesting to me that we are encouraged and sort of driven toward things that don't make any sense. And that's what we're, you know, led to believe. We're just supposed to dismiss things as, well, it doesn't make sense. And, well, you know, things that don't make sense happen. Sure. But, you know, sometimes people have bad intentions. That does happen too. And sometimes things don't make sense because of the way they're offered. In other words, they don't make sense in a certain context, but maybe they do in another context. Anyway, You know, the coronavirus is obviously a subject that comes to mind. There was the post, which I mentioned in Monday's, the Friday post on RBN, a link from the Washington Times article that many folks have actually talked about. It's been kind of a national news story. Virus hit Wuhan, has two laboratories linked to Chinese biowarfare program. And that's been a story that has been largely gaslighted and ignored by the mainstream press, but it's still kind of floating around. Anyway, that was linked. And the way I put it on Monday, coronavirus, 96 hours of problem, reaction, solution. And now the latest, obviously yesterday, World Health Organization says it's a global health epidemic, and be very afraid. And what's interesting about these kinds of things is, how does anybody know? How do they know? How do they know that this, you know, do they have a crystal ball? How do they know that this is going to be the thing? You know, it starts out 40, 50 cases. Yeah, but the world is talking about it. Why? So the point is, a predictive programming, dialectically, you know, dialectic conflict-oriented press that benefits from sensationalizing stories, which, you know, even CNN executives have admitted. I need to go back and find that clip from whatever it was, 2007 or 8. But you know, what could possibly go wrong when this organization or this mechanism, the establishment media, it lies to people? It's fascinating to me to watch these things unfold. The establishment press is, I mean, really, does it, at this point, does it function as anything more than just a propaganda mechanism? It's dishonest, to say the least, in large part. And I don't want to besmirch or discredit or marginalize folks who are really trying to practice exemplary journalism, which should be redundant. I guess it's always been an issue, you know, in the Gutenberg era. Thomas Jefferson mentioned the trouble they had in their day, but still, you know, the propaganda is overwhelming. And so what is curious to me is, why would you try, you know, so we have a lying establishment press, not lying repeatedly. Every story you read is at least massaged to the point that it is misrepresented and disingenuous. It is designed in Bernaysian fashion to influence behavior and actions. Who can find, you know, 6 out of any 10 stories that is not the case? Grab any 10 stories you want from establishment outlets, and that's how they read, to try to influence, not to present the facts and to inform, but to influence and persuade, but not in a heavy-handed fashion, because that would be too obvious. So, you know, the nudge, which, like Glenn Beck said, you know, sometimes becomes a shove. Well, you know, we don't want to be too obvious, but we just want you to, you know, hurry up and take action. Anyway, so the point is, a system, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, that would practice that, and most people know, it's just astonishing to me how people lose all critical thought at the moment of, you know, the first sign of difficulty, or I can't think of the word, but something. I think it starts with a C. Anyway, it's fascinating to watch as people forget. They set aside all critical thought, it seems. And just start gobbling up the propaganda. In other words, you have an establishment. I mean, just in simple terms, I'll just put it clearly. In simple terms, you have an establishment media mechanism. It's difficult to argue, if not impossible, that the vast majority of what is reported is intended to influence, to persuade, to manipulate, I would say. In other words, it's dishonest, it's lying. So you have an establishment mechanism that lies to people, and yet people will act like suddenly they set that aside and they, you know, well, why wouldn't you believe a liar? It's lying every time. Why would they lie about this? I think is kind of what, you know, if you could put people on the spot, that'd be what they'd say. Why would they lie about this? I mean, it's a, you know, the World Health Organization says, yeah, that's an organization that's rooted in un-American stuff. It has nefarious un-American roots. And so, you know, why would they lie about this? I think the question is more like, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't the same mechanism present a dishonest narrative? And that seems to be what's happening. And then there are the folks that will say, well, you know, you can ignore that and, you know, don't worry about that. Just do what you do and live your life. And that becomes difficult. And this is part of what I mean when I've been saying for the last several weeks, I think it's going to be an interesting year, interesting 5 years, 10 years. I think we're really locking in, and it's going to get serious. I think there's going to be a push for this chip nonsense. I said that earlier this week. We'll see, the commercials might be as a result of the coronavirus nonsense. It's, by the way, and we'll play a clip. It's interesting. Del Bigtree's Highwire live stream yesterday was, you know, so it's titled Coronavirus, What They Aren't Telling You. And we're going to listen to some of that, because I'm telling you what, the only way to know for sure that it wasn't cooked up in a lab, or the only way to know for sure that it was cooked up in a lab is that you were there in the lab. Short of that, the experts say it's 99% certain. It's, you can't get anybody to say it wasn't. You know, even publicly, the liars will say, well, we can't rule anything out. So far, anyway. And so anyway, there's evidence that I would say not suggest, but that proves that it was cooked up in a lab. And so why would that happen, and why in China? And there are lots of questions, and it seems like a perfect storm if you wanted to engineer a situation that Americans had no control over, for example, but they were affected by. This definitely has the makings of that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. It's, you know, you can imagine, I mean, some of the comments, you've probably seen it, maybe you've said it. You look at the comments on news stories, on videos and things, people talking about, you know, seeing what's happening in Wuhan, for example. And the, again, who's, what can you believe? Because looking at video coverage, for example, looking at the mainstream news coverage, the thumbnail images of videos. Every single image has people wearing paper masks. And do those do anything? No. If you're to believe what you're led to believe, do those have, I mean, do they do anything to mitigate the viral spread of anything? No, of course not. It's ridiculous. So then why have that on every single video? And like I said on Monday, it's for obvious reasons. It's the Bernaysian psychological effect. And it works. So I've noticed folks talking about, has anyone seen World War Z or I Am Legend, or, you know, talking about the images that we are led to believe are coming out of Wuhan. You know, it's eerie. It's like there's nobody there. It's a vacant city. So anyway, what's germane to this discussion is, again, when folks say, well, you know, why not just go, don't worry about it. Go on about your business. You know, you are free to do whatever and believe whatever. Sure, to an extent, obviously. But then, in simple terms, if everyone's losing their minds around you, obviously that's going to bleed into, you know, how you conduct your affairs. If there's no one in town, for example, everyone has decided to become shut-ins, it's difficult to conduct your daily affairs as you otherwise would. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that back in 2005, 15 years ago, lots of people down in New Orleans tried to do just that. They tried to go on about their lives, and then Blackwater showed up in the streets. Unbeknownst to most people, that was disclosed later. And then, you know, the National Guard started conducting knock and talks, and I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't leave you here. No, I'm fine, Sonny. I'm actually in better shape than you are. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. And so people are escorted out of their homes at gunpoint in some cases. Obviously against their will. Soft power, please. You know, hard power, not exactly, but we'll threaten it. So that's smart power. And guess what? We can't leave you here. Really? Says who and why? I keep thinking about a video that a guy made. I think it was, 14 years ago? Was it 2006? Titled Endgame. And that opening scene, man, it's happening a lot faster than it seemed like it was. You know, there's some catch up. Old school bad guys are, you know, the plan hasn't gone forward quite as fast as it was supposed to have. And so now there's some catch up being played. But, you know, just looking at some of these comments and things. And by the way, I mean, there's the notion that's been circulated. I haven't vetted it, but on October 19th, 2019, 300 U.S. military arrived in Wuhan. You know, ground zero. 2 weeks later, first coronavirus, 14-day incubation. Before that, day before that, U.S. Johns Hopkins, U.S. Center invited 15 business leaders, including U.S. Major military personnel, to simulate a global pandemic of coronavirus. Months later, what happened in Wuhan? And it's also interesting, you know, that I haven't vetted, but Johns Hopkins is tracking with, you know, they have their real-time tracker. Really? Isn't that interesting? It's almost like they knew. Wink, wink. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Play some clips and stuff here in a second, but let me just sort of crash through this. So the Johns Hopkins real-time tracker, that to me is a, you know, again, I mean, I think of the H1N1 nonsense, and people don't remember. I remember very clearly how immediately we started hearing, well, you know, from Verichip, for example, we have a chip that can, you have a what? How did you do that? That was fast. Robert Gibbs says, it's nothing to worry about. Highly, highly, highly unlikely. I will never forget the three highlies. And, but the, you know, country and the world starts to lose its mind. In other words, it was a put-up job. Entirely. So, you know, and again, all of the things that went along with that, not just the fact that, you know, Verichip had a chip suddenly that just appeared out of nowhere, but then they also had, and they basically said that, you know, in June, which was immediately, you know, they were saying, yeah, we have a chip. Well, how did you know? And then in September, you know, the story I mentioned when the subject arises, Verichip shares jump after H1N1 patent license win. Two patents, the shares triple. Why? Because, you know, they have this chip implantable in humans that can detect this kind of stuff. And I said on Monday, I'm serious. I think that it could be as soon as this year. I mean, based on what happens in this coronavirus nonsense, we'll see. I could see, I mean, I said it on Monday, I could see a commercial where, you know, they have J.J. Abrams or somebody make it, and oh my goodness, this, and they'll say, you know, this is what happened. We started doing this. Maybe it could be spun that way. We already started doing this, and look how it saved the world. Saved the world from a global pandemic. And, you know, maybe that's true. So could that be bad? I mean, could Satan cast out Satan? Well, no, but, you know, as a, in a run-up to bad things, you know, that's how it works. You draw people in with a little bit of good, a little bit of truth. You can't just, you know, go full tilt tyranny out of the gates. You got to lull and lure them in with something. Anyway, on Johns Hopkins University, what, you know, among other places, when I think of Johns Hopkins University, I think of all kinds of fun things. Guys like John B. Watson, you know, the little Albert experiment. I can turn anybody into anything. Well, then, I mean, if that's true, which is it? Because, you know, you got like John B. Watson, guys like him on one side, you got guys like Edward Bernays on the other, who says, you know, no matter how much propaganda we pump into these people, they're still going to be stupid and they'll still be prone to their own sort of superstitions and taboos, in the words of H.L. Mencken. So, you know, we still have to propagandize them, but Watson, John B. Watson says, well, I can turn anybody into anything, so which is it? And of course, it's, you know, it's dialectical post-truth hogwash designed to manipulate people in any case. There's, you know, guys like William and his brother. You know, William Willoughby and Principles of Judicial Administration, coming out of Johns Hopkins University and, you know, through the Institute for Government Research, which became Brookings. Johns Hopkins has a long and storied history of old school bad guy nonsense. Some of the more recent entries, for example, remember that story, 2017 story after the FATE conference, the F8, Facebook's FATE conference? F8. The MIT Technology Review story, we talked about it at the time. Facebook's sci-fi plan for typing with your mind and hearing with your skin. Inside the mysterious Building 8, the social network is working on far-out communication technologies. What does that have to do with Johns Hopkins? The Thinking to Text project is headed up by Mark Chevalet, previously an adjunct professor of neuroscience at Johns Hopkins University. Facebook says it is collaborating with Johns Hopkins University, UCSB, UCSF, in other words, you know, the Menlo Park contingent and those kinds of folks, on the project. And Chevalet says we'll focus on finding a way to use light, like LED or lasers, to sense neural signals emanating from the cerebral cortex. So, you know, good times. That kind of stuff. And, of course, you know, they mention in the article, the MIT review article, for posterity's sake, those who don't know, Building 8's leader at the time, Regina Dugan, said both projects have been underway for 6 months and that Facebook will decide in 2 years whether they're worth continuing. It's been about 2 years, right? Hear anything more on that? Dugin was previously the head of Google's similarly styled Advanced Technology and Projects Group and director of the Pentagon's DARPA Research Agency. So no fascist public-private partnership to worry about there. And so this is the kind of stuff, the deep bowels and inner workings of, you know, what I would call conspiratorial nonsense that Johns Hopkins has a history in. Speaking of Johns Hopkins, real-time threat assessment deal. Anyway, before we dive down this rabbit hole further, let's go to the phones and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Hi.
Morning, Glenn.
Hey, I'm glad you addressed the Johns Hopkins question. I've been telling people about this Johns Hopkins dashboard thing for the Wuhan coronavirus for several days. And it's you know, well, they were one of the first few out. I don't know how many others there are, but to put up a dashboard counter thing like that. And, I found it highly suspect, you know, in the past few days.
Unless, of course, you are, you know, leading the, you know, more than tracking the outbreak, you want to track the psychological impact of the propaganda, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, and it's what's interesting. I mean, even the numbers as they are, yeah, we've still seen significant growth in the number of cases. You know, it's jumped, mm-hmm. you know, it was below 1,000, then 1,500, then 2,000, and, you know, so it is jumping up. But, and yeah. The number of deaths, I mean, right now it's saying like 213 deaths. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be more than 213 deaths just from this thing affecting the very old, the very young, and the infirm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
So something's wrong there. And the number of recoveries is over 100 and some now, pushing maybe over 200, I don't know. But I just find this, that very suspect at this point.
Yeah.
But the name of Johns Hopkins is normally intoned with the same type of reverence one would expect for, like, Harvard, Yale, or MIT.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Johns and Hopkins. No one's probably more aware of that than you, right, professionally, I would guess.
Well, yeah, famous, I believe they have a med school there and everything. I remember in NCIS when the one agent, you know, they were talking about his credentials, you know, he's a graduate of MIT and Johns Hopkins, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, but, hey, what goes well with coronavirus?
Lyme, I guess.
Lyme disease, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. Well played. And, you know, we shouldn't be making light, but honestly...
You know, you have to. You got to glance away from the abyss every now and then, and that's just what humor does. And I got that from a high school kid. A high school kid brought that home. And,
that's awesome.
And told her mom. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I don't know why, but it's, I don't know. There has to be, somebody probably studied that. I think, you know, I want to go.
Coronavirus Lyme disease thing is ironic in the sense that Lyme disease was probably escaped from the labs at Plum Island over into Lyme, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have two different escapees from not so secure BSL facilities.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, so, and this whole disturbing thing about universities, you know, operating BSL for labs, you know, above ground and on university
right.
campuses is just insane.
Right. Absolutely. Again, I mean, you know, what could possibly go wrong? And again, liars saying over and over and over again, well, you know, what had happened was, I mean, every time that something happens and we hear, like in this case, I mean, that's the scenario that we hear in Wuhan. It's possible that there, you know, these two facilities are linked to the alleged outbreak. But wait, not so fast. I just think it's fascinating how quickly, you know, we hear communist China, don't trust them. They're trying to steal your data. Don't buy anything from China, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, Well, you know, state health officials in China say that, I mean, what? Which is it? I mean, it's fine if it's one or the other. I can live with that. But both at the same time? Do you have right. you just lost your logic process entirely?
Well, and they decided the solution is a draconian crackdown such that they can imprison for up to 7 years anyone who says anything contrary to the government line online.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's and when we're talking about China, you know, let's not forget, I was born late middle of the 20th century, and during my lifetime, Americans think about post-World War II, we think about Korea, we think about Vietnam, you know, we fought the Chinese in Korea, we fought the Russians in Vietnam, mm-hmm. But we don't think about, and we remember Nixon going to China, and China opening up the Coca-Cola, and and Western burgers, and all that kind of stuff, but I remember as a kid was a place with lots of people in gray clothing riding bicycles and walking, you know, they say, you know, like people talk about going in China walking, it's like, you know, you're walking up the street in a river of people, a river of humanity. It's like really crowded. And so, like, perhaps they needed a new Pearl Harbor and, you know, a new catalyzing event to galvanize mm-hmm. public support behind the government. Because with all these uppity Hong Kong people, you know, liberty lovers in Hong Kong causing trouble, they don't want that to spread to the mainland, so it would give the mainland a little something else to worry about, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they get a catalyzing event that galvanizes public response to government controls.
Catastrophic and catalyzing, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and this is a government, let's not forget that China, Mao and his Maoist friends and his cronies, killed by CIA numbers over 60 million people in the 20th century, by China's got numbers saying over 80 million. So mm-hmm. we're talking about a place that's used to killing off its own.
Yeah, but, you know, not in this case. And that's kind of what I mean. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. it's shocking how quickly people set aside the facts and reality and history and all of that. Well, it might be a pandemic. Well, but that doesn't dismiss the truth and history and the facts, yeah. and that doesn't go away.
Wuhan region, most Americans don't know the names of too many Chinese cities. We've heard of Beijing, which used to be Peking, and we've mm-hmm. heard of Hong Kong, and we've probably heard of Shanghai as a big industrial city, but we don't know, maybe Guangdong or something like that. But most people never heard of Wuhan. Well, we're talking 11 million people now. I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Philadelphia proper has, I think it's like 1.5 million, but the metro division of Philadelphia area, expanding out a bit, is 4 million, and the whole Delaware Valley. We hear people talk about the Delaware Valley, Delaware River, 5-county region, about 12 million people for the whole Delaware Valley. Now, Wuhan is 11 million people, you know, so... The whole Delaware Valley is 6 million people. I'm sorry, it was like like 2.5 million Philly or something like that. Foreign metro division they call it, and then it was 6 million for the Delaware Valley. So Wuhan is almost twice as many people as my whole region of 5 counties, mm-hmm. and also when you talk about population density, you know those people are jammed in there a lot tighter than they are in my area, you know, in mm-hmm. the city and in the suburbs and then more rural areas. Yeah. And, you know, so we're talking high population density. This is a lot of people affected by this quarantine. And if the virus doesn't get them, the quarantine will, because eventually they're going to start to be water, sewers, food supply issues, and you're going to end up with typhus and dysentery.
That's exactly what I was – that was my point when I said, you know, it's – difficult, if not impossible, to, you know, conduct your affairs and daily life without being significantly influenced the more this starts to ratchet up. So, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, people used to say, if you're going to go for a walk or go out someplace, say, go out and blow the stink off, you know, blow up, mm-hmm. it was an idiom. And it's like, you know, a lot of people crammed into the same place for a long period of time. You know, eventually you're going to have smelly, dirty, germy, you know, problems with people not out moving around and well, you know.
And to that point, you know, those are the places that we hear about. You know, basically the coastal areas, the high population density areas, and ironically, you know, you go back again to guys like Thomas Jefferson saying, you know, over in England, it seems like when they get stacked up on top of each other, they seem to be sickly and feeble and always infirmed, and maybe we should spread out a little bit.
Right, but, but people need, you need Lebensraum. Living exactly. space, living room.
Right.
Precisely. I remember an account of Martin Luther being away, and he got a letter from his wife, Katrina, saying how the church was so crowded on Sunday morning that it stank. Because we're talking nice. 1500s.
We're headed into a break. If you can, hang around. Okay. We'll continue.
Alrighty.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
From the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Just real quick, speaking of the 2000, the Johns Hopkins is calling it the 2019 NCOV Global Cases by Johns Hopkins, CSSE. It's a very sophisticated UI. It's a lot of, you know, a high number of data points they're pulling in. And, you know, this was pulled together basically real time. Does that make anyone else curious? It sure makes me curious. Again, how did they know, and how were they able to? Go ahead. I mean, you know.
Some official Chinese government data.
Well, yeah, and not just that. I mean, it's that. It's, you know, data points from all around the world, obviously, and, you know, from medical to mainstream news, and it's a very sophisticated setup.
I did hear that they don't show the Philippines having any major problems, but I heard an anecdotal report that the Philippines is having.
You're a little bit difficult to hear now on speaker.
Oh, just a second. I'll straighten it out. You know, they can put a man on the moon. Why can't they make a Bluetooth headset that doesn't?
Or a voicemail that will hold more than, you know, 5 messages.
Yeah. Actually, I don't suppose they can put a...
Right.
I don't suppose they can put a man on the moon anymore. But anyway.
Board Op says, yeah, what man on the moon? Exactly. You know, nah, that technology, it was expensive, so we can't do that again.
Well, that's because it all just went secret, of course, because we have, you know, those fancy spaceships, anti-gravitic spaceships that fly to Mars and stuff, right?
Van Allen belt? What Van Allen belt? Even Werner von Braun knows. Anyway.
Oh, my. I forget the names of that. Yeah, the supposed black triangle ships and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I can imagine this coronavirus may get a foothold in some of the more crowded, you know, Pacific Rim countries. I can see, you know, places with higher population density and, you know, water issues.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what, you know, that's why I said, I mean, there's the Washington case. That's kind of the case. The two that are interior, I guess, North America are the Chicago case and the, what's the county in Arizona, Sheriff Arpaio's backyard?
I don't know that one. But,
is it Maricopa? I want to say. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it could. Yeah, that sounds right. We had a couple of scares here in Philadelphia that made the local news that they were checking out. But one I thought was a little bit morally reprehensible. They had a scare with some Chinese exchange students at this local prestigious charter school. And they checked them out, and then supposedly they weren't infected. But the school, nonetheless, discontinued the exchange program and sent these kids back in home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was patently cowardly. I mean, if they're tested and they're not infected, it's like it's one of these, you know, wealthy, prestigious, you know, private schools. And then it's like, talk about cowardice. I mean, they're already here, for crying out loud. You know, you're going to pack them up and send them home?
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that was terrible.
Yep.
But,
I agree.
Yeah, so.
Media dominates the American second hour coming up, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.